Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to a special Saturday edition of RundgrenRadio.com. The reason why we're doing this show on Saturday is because we're going to be talking a little bit later on with some of the revelers at Toddfest West, which is a gathering of Todd fans in Oakland, California this year at the home of John Hanavan. And hopefully we'll get some color commentary from those people a little bit later, in about 5-10 minutes or so. But I've just got a few things that I want to run down just very, very quickly to remind people some stuff about the Rundgren Radio Birthday Bash number 3 coming up in September, starting on the 4th of September. If you'd like to attend the birthday bash, you need to sign up so we'll have a good idea of a head count for food and to tell the bar how much booze to have on hand. And the way that you want to do that is you go to mysignup.com/RRBASH3, the digit 3. And I want to also remind people that we are going to want some live performances at the party that night. So if you've got a guitar or a keyboard or whatever and you want to get up on stage and sing a couple of songs, feel free. We'll have a sign-up sheet there at the party so there won't be any confusion as to who's supposed to be up on stage at what time and all that. But we had a lot of fun with that last year, and we certainly hope to get some really good performances done this year. So start practicing, gather your little groups together if you want to sing together, or if you want to go solo, you know, that's perfectly fine too. And speaking of that whole September tour, you need to go to sonsof1984.com. That's where you can get all of your information regarding the live shows and hotel information, ticketing information, the Toddstock movie premiere that we have planned in Muskegon. You can click from there to go to a link to purchase your tickets to see that. That's really going to be special, and it's going to be a red carpet event. Some people are dressing up Hawaiian style. Some people are going with formal wear. It's just have fun and go see the movie, and there will be a party afterwards. All you have to do is purchase a ticket to attend the movie, and you can come to the party and hang with Todd, because he should be there, and Michelle. Everybody's going to be there. It's the place to be. Another reminder about another special event that's happening in September. Roy Firestone is going to be interviewing Todd Rundgren in Philadelphia on the 13th of September. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I think sometime next week, the Keswick Theater is going to send out an email blast to hundreds of people telling them about this special interview. And since there's only a couple of hundred tickets available at all, it's a limited number of seats, you might want to go ahead and be purchasing your interview tickets now. You can get that information also at sonsof1984.com. Those tickets will be available or are available on tix.com. There is a last-minute push to see if anybody wants to get on board the Golden Goose bus. That's going to take people from Akron, Ohio to Muskegon, Michigan. That's also going to serve as a shuttle bus between the hotel in Muskegon and the movie theater where the Toddstock premiere is going to be. Then it's going to take everyone to St. Louis, and then it's going to take everyone to Indianapolis. So it's a really good bargain, and Jill Mingo is putting it all together. So if you need to get a hold of her, contact her via email at mingogo69@hotmail.com. And she will get you on board, and it's going to be a good time, people. It really, really is going to be fun. But there'll be a quiet area, too, for those that want to rest, which I'm afraid I'm going to include myself in that quiet portion of the bus. If you go to RundgrenRadio.com and go to the events page on there, you will see that we want to send a Rundgren Radio listener to camp in January. Actually, it's not summer camp. It's winter camp, and it's called My Record Fantasy Camp. And the candidates that are in the running to be sent to camp have posted their biographies there. So you can read what each person has to say. They are sitting up there on the stump just like a politician, proving why they are qualified and should be able to go. So read through those, and then you can vote on anyone you want to on that list as many times as you want to. You can vote for two different people as many times as you want to. With each vote, it does cost $5, but each vote gets a new raffle ticket for that person, an extra chance for that person to be put in the hopper, and we will draw out the name at the birthday bash. So definitely get reading those profiles. They're really entertaining, and I think you'll like it. So check it out. That's at rundgrenradio.com, and that's for the Gigatone Raffle My Record Fantasy Camp. Okay, I do believe we've got our call from Todd Fest West. So let's see what's going on at the party. Who's there?
This is Roger. Calling
hey,
live.
Roger.
Live
you guys have been
Oakland,
going at it
California.
About 3 hours now. How's it going?
3 hours. Yeah, we're good. You know, we're mostly just chilling, you know, having some food, drinking various combinations of things. We got some fat tire out here. We've got some organic lemonade, sodas, Heineken.
And a bunch of Toddheads.
And a bunch of Toddheads here having a good time so far. We got more coming.
Very good. Is anybody drinking any Toddtinis yet?
I saw one Toddtini just walk by here.
Very good. Excellent. So who is there? Give us the initial scene that you're seeing around
you. Well, let's see. Well, the first two arrived was Cece and myself. We got here early to help things set up. Our host, of course, John Hannibal, was here before that. And also his housemate, Clayton Call. You met him online before.
I hope Clayton's going to get some photographs of this so you guys can...
I know he's got some on display that we've been able to look at. You know, he's got some really great shots from shows going way back. I think our most recent arrival are the Minics. So we got Marianne and Larry here.
Great.
Trying to think of course, Turkey Boy is here, Kurt Scheinblug.
I get to see her.
And,
well, is his partner in crime there yet?
SOB is not going to be here this week. He's acting like an SOB, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Actually, no, he had some other conflicts that kept him home this year, so he's going to miss out.
Well, will Turkey Boy still be doing a parody at some point?
I think we are going to be sacrificing the parody this year. He's going to take the year off. But,
oh, that's too bad. I was hoping I'd be able to convince him to come on the air and do it.
We ever could have imagined.
See, we've been posting pictures and everything. Steve LaFond is sending pictures from his Mac laptop right now, and I've been sending a few photos that I've been taking with my iPhone. So if you go to toddfestwest.com, you'll find various photos that are already been taken of today's festivities. And
great.
There's a few things going up on the Todd Fest West Facebook page, too, I believe. So there shouldn't be any reason that you can't keep up with what we're doing for a while. If you're not listening live, at least you can be able to see some of the pictures. They'll be on toddfestwest.com for forevermore after this.
Right. Excellent.
We've got, I think I recently just sent in a picture. They've got the Todd Pod sitting here, a relaxation tent. And so it's just, if you want to go inside this little tent, you know, I thought maybe we were setting up another Todd stock here because the tents started going up, and I thought, okay, it must be Todd stock. But just someplace to get us, and it's actually a very beautiful day. It's probably somewhere in the 70s here. Absolutely beautiful weather. The grill is firing. People are cooking food, and after this particular show, my food's going to go on there. I'm going to have some nice little chicken kebabs. So I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. So what's the big buzz going around? Are people talking about the Todd Healing shows coming up or this fantasy camp or even...
Yeah, you know, basically a little of both. You know, we got some of the folks here are going to be going to Akron, or well, let's see. One person that I forgot to mention was Anthony. He comes in here from New Zealand, Australia, and he's here in the States for 6 weeks. He's going to most of the shows back east, including Akron, but he's
right
here for his second Toddfest. He was also at Toddstock, I think he was the first arrivals at Toddstock a week ahead of time. It helped build up some of the things there. So,
well, he makes it to all the good parties, it looks like.
That's
great,
right
for him.
So Akron is a buzz. A lot of people wondering about the fantasy camp and, you know, what's happening with that and everything. So,
well, I'm curious to know if anyone is talking about the rumors about Todd Rundgren becoming a judge on American Idol. Have you chased down that conversation yet?
Well, we haven't been talking about it, but definitely something I'm going to mention. I'm specifically promoting it myself. You know, after finding out that Todd is actually interested in that gig, it's not something
mm-hmm.
that the fans say, and gee, we would really like Todd. Todd himself has expressed an interest that he would like to be a part of that, you know, and be able to provide his wealth of knowledge, you know, to the experience. And I think that's a good thing, you know, and certainly if it gets him exposed to the masses even more, then we're going to enjoy seeing him.
If I was a contestant, though, I'm afraid I would not want to go under his fire. I mean, that'd be a little
scary.
Yeah,
well, you know, I could certainly see him as a suitable replacement for Simon Cowell. I think that, you know, their personalities are probably not that far apart.
Right.
Yeah.
And we say that in a loving way, by the way.
Of course, of course. Yeah, as far as the layout here, we've got several different outdoor areas, plus we've got indoor areas, and so we're sitting... standing in an area right now that's called the Sunflower Lounge, and a nice sunflower and salvia garden standing in front of us, and some nice shade, and this is where the guacamole and chips are sitting, and everybody's just sort of sitting around chatting, you know, getting to know each other. And then behind the house in the backyard, we have the oak room, which is, of course, under an oak tree, and that's where the grill is set up. And you come back here, and you can smell burgers cooking on the grill, and some of the stuff, and of course in the backyard is where the tent is, and we've got just a nice, very shady, comfortable spot. Inside the house, we've got a widescreen TV, and originally when we first got here, it was playing the HDNet Arena Special.
Okay.
And it was nice to be able to see that in its full HD glory. And boy, sure, the show just brought back a lot of memories just to see, you know, an arena show again, and how everybody's playing. See Matt Bolton on the screen.
That seems like a very long time ago, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now I'm looking at some other things. Obviously, it's a fan video because it is not. It looks like it's gone through several generations.
Oh, okay.
Todd is wearing his Hawaiian garb there. Guerrero, I think they called it. Let's see, it's hard to see who's in the band here. He's playing Black Mariah.
Here's the key. Is Matt Bolton on stage, or is it Catherine?
Yeah. Right now, it's just Todd. I'm waiting for them to move out. He's got that sleeveless, zipped-up black vest that he wears, and his orange and black Pharrells. And all I can see is the legs of the bass player, so I can't really tell. He hasn't moved out there. For some reason, they want to focus on Todd. I'm not sure who it is. It doesn't look like a bass player I'm familiar with, so I'm not sure. Maybe this is when it's Canada, maybe this is that show.
Well, is it Rachel?
It's not Rachel, it's a fellow. But I can't see his face because they've got, maybe it's Larry Tagg. But
I thought you were talking it was an arena.
No.
Oh.
So Jesse's wearing something that looks like pajamas.
Then that probably is Larry Tagg, then. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it might be Larry Tagg, you know, there.
Well, speaking of, you guys, did you invite Larry Tagg or or Brent Bourgeois or
we didn't send a specific announcement. You know, they're on our mailing list and everything, but we didn't hear from them this year. So we don't really have any celebrity guests, you know, coming this year. But you know, certainly if anybody calls us, hey, where are you? You know, we'd like to come. You know, we'll certainly give them the directions on how to get here.
Good. Good party. Why don't you pass the phone to somebody and let them get on the air for a few minutes?
Okay, let me find Debbie here.
Okay.
She certainly should.
Be Debbie Summers?
Yeah. Well, I got Marianne here. Let me get Marianne. Okay, it's Mel.
Oh, it's Mel?
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, Mel. Hey, Marianne. We're doing a radio show from Podfest West, and you're on the air now.
I am? Is this what I speak into? Hey, well, the weather is just beautiful here. It's absolutely gorgeous and a lot of really nice people and nice food and music, and it's just really a nice time.
Is this your first or your second Podfest West?
Second. We went to Rogers last year.
Okay.
Yeah. And, it's a lot of fun. It's just always fun to get together with Todd people because they're nice people.
Of course we are. Everyone is.
Yes. Everybody. I don't think I've met one yet I don't like.
Well, I know you and I were talking on the phone, I guess, last night about these rumors of Todd wanting to be a judge on American Idol. Have you spoken to anybody there about that to see what the general deal is?
I haven't yet, but my thinking is I don't know about being a judge on there every week, but I would love to see them do a Todd Rundgren week and have him be a mentor, you know, like they have different musicians come in and do that. And I mean, who would be better than Todd? And
I tend to agree, though I really shouldn't have an opinion here, but I tend to agree that he'd be better suited to just work one-on-one with the contestants.
And the beauty of it is his music, there's so many different styles and types of music that there would be something, no problem for every type of singer that's on there. I'd like to see it done at the beginning when they have like a whole bunch of people so they could do a lot of Todd songs. You know, I think that would be great.
The only thing I always hate on that show is when they do the group sing. I think that's so dumb.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah. But okay, well, it's very nice here, and
are you guys going to hang around there and have some food and adult
bed? You bet.
How late do
you
think he's going to go today?
You know, I don't know, but I mean, the weather is just absolutely gorgeous here in Oakland. It's beautiful, blue sky, and it's just perfect. I think it'll be a lovely evening.
Oh, I wish that I was there now.
Wish you were too, Mel.
Next year, I'm going
to
try.
Okay, all right. Good talking to you.
Why don't you pass the phone to somebody else?
I will do that. Hi to everybody out there. We're having a great time. Bye-bye.
Okay. Talk later.
Okay. Who would like to talk on Rundgren Radio? You want to talk on Rundgren Radio?
Nobody wants to talk on RR.
Hey, here we go.
Hi, my name is Chris Detzer.
Hi, Chris. How are you? This is Mel.
Hi, Mel. How are you?
You are on RundgrenRadio.com right now.
And where are you broadcasting from?
My kitchen in Dallas, Texas. But I wish I was there with you guys. Yeah, it sounds like a pretty fun party. What have you been doing since you've been at the party?
I've been meeting some great new people. You know, I have Todd fans who are absolutely wonderful. There's something very special about them, you know, because of Todd's nature, his lyrical content. The people who are Todd fans are just very conscious and special people.
Yeah. So are you going to make your way to see one of the Todd or Healing shows in the fall?
I hope to. I love both records, and actually Healing is definitely one of my all-time favorites. I haven't gotten a ticket yet for this, but I think I may have to do this.
Oh, I definitely think you should, so that you'll have something to talk about next year at Todd Fest West.
Yeah, I gambled on a wizard. I didn't buy the tickets out east, and then it came out here. So I've kind of been gambling, but I think I may lose this one if I don't go.
I would tend to tell you don't gamble this year.
Yeah, that
better go east, my friend.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Well, Chris, I hope that you guys have a lot of fun. Why don't you pass the phone to somebody else, because we've still got a few minutes live on
okay.
the air.
Sounds great. It's nice talking to you, Mel, and have a wonderful day.
Hi, you do
Take
too.
Care. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, here's our next one.
Hello?
This is the next victim?
It is.
Who is this?
My name is Howard Cantor. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Cruiser Mel, and you are on
Cruiser Mel.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going great.
So tell me about the party. What's your take on it all?
Yeah, it's wonderful. There's the barbecue going, good people, good music. This is my first Todd Fest.
Where do you live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, good. So
I'm going to be back. I can tell that this is kind of my kind of party.
Great. Are you going to make it to any of the Todd and Healing gigs in the fall?
I'm trying to work that out. It's a logistic nightmare, but we're going to make it happen. My wife's looking at me like, oh, we are, huh?
Well, believe it or not, spouses actually end up going and having a good time, too. So.
I know. Hey, she's here. She's a trooper.
Yeah. Just get those other people. Get Marianne and Larry talking about how great AWATS was last year, and they'll convince her.
Yeah, I went to the AWATS show at the Palace of Fine Arts. It was one of my favorite shows of all time.
Did you?
And that's hard to say. I've seen many. Not as many as Roger here, but yes, I started in 1973, I think was my first show. I want to say Carnegie Hall.
Wow. Oh, so you were an East Coaster at one time,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. So you've been around a long while.
Been around the block.
Well, I hope that you'll get to make it to one of the shows in September. It's a whole lot of fun. And
I'm going to try.
Particularly if you guys come to Akron Labor Day weekend, then you can come to the Rungren Radio Bash the night before. And it's a great fun time.
That might be the ticket that sold us.
Yeah. Just mention a party and people are there.
You got the Labor Day thing. It's like an extra day. That might work.
Yep.
Might work.
The party is on Saturday night, the 4th of September, and then the concert is on Sunday, the 5th. And there's also a Chasm show at noon on Sunday, the 5th.
And then Monday is Labor Day?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to have to get on Expedia when I get home.
Right.
Well, Cruiser Mel, it was great chatting with you. I'm going to hit the barbecue.
Are you going to hit the barbecue or are you going to hit the bar?
Yeah. No, the barbecue. I'm hungry.
Okay.
It's already 3:20.
Good talking to you,
and
hopefully we'll see you in September.
Hopefully we'll see you in Akron.
Have fun.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're gonna pass this over to Howard's wife, Michelle.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. This is Mel.
Hi, Mel. How are you today?
I'm good. Are they passing the phone over to you now so I can convince you guys to make it to Akron?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is going to be a big party the night before the Akron concert. So it would be like the double whammy. You could get two things done in that one Labor Day weekend. It'd be a blast.
Mm-hmm. That's great. We're having a good time here in Oakland. This is the Todd Festival, and a lot of old fans, they have been here for maybe over a dozen years. But I'm the new one. This is my first festival. My husband brought me here, and I enjoyed it very much. Actually, I have been to one TED concert, which was last year in San Francisco, Palace of Art, Fine Art, which is very good. The Wizard of... yeah, that's very, very good. And I became the fan because of my husband.
Well, I hope that did I meet you? Because I was at that show. I may have met you guys. I don't know.
I don't know. It was full at that time, and we happened to meet one of the friend of my husband Howard, and we were thrilled because we didn't expect to meet somebody, but we met. And I'm sure next time if we go to any concert, we're going to meet a lot of people here from the festival because we made a lot of new friends here.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that you're having a great time being a new person there. I think that's great.
Yeah, because the music is so good. And I can tell our favorite piece is Zen Archer, which is very, very nice.
Oh, yes. That was in last year's show. That was fun when he had all the feathers on and dancing all over the stage. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. The stage on the stage, all kind of costume, and Todd, kind of the energy and just the talent, really really impressed us. We'd like to go back to another show sometime if possible.
Great, I love it. He has trained you well.
And one thing, actually, me and Howard married not too long ago. We took our honeymoon in Kauai, and my husband told me Todd resides in Kauai as well. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. That was a couple of years ago, and
Todd
Stock, and it was great for the people that were there. And in fact, they've made a documentary, a film.
Uh-huh.
All about that week, and they're going to be showing it in Muskegon, Michigan in September. So if you guys wanted to make it to the Muskegon show, you could also go see the DVD release.
We definitely, my husband definitely don't want to miss anything. If he has to miss, like, the Netherlands show, he will order something the memo stick or some kind of album trying to correct those things. We really love his music. And thank you very much to give me the chance to speak.
Oh, sure, no problem. Why don't you pass the phone to somebody else?
Okay, thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Have a good time today.
Okay, let's talk with Anthony.
Okay.
Oh, what's up, Don? Run the radio.
Oh, okay.
Plug you in here. Mel is on the line.
Oh, hi, Mel. How you going?
Welcome to the United States, Anthony. I'm so thrilled that you made it.
Yeah, got here on Wednesday night. I'm still pretty jet-lagged, actually. I'm trying to stay awake during the day and not wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning, but I'm having a great time, yeah.
Great.
How are you?
I am doing fine. I wish I was there, but I'm in Texas. What are you going to do for the next 5-6 weeks while you're in the country?
Traveling around, visiting some old friends. I'm going to be going out to New England before the first Todd Healing shows. So don't really have any solid plans when I'm traveling, but I've got a bit of a rough plan on what I'm going to be doing and catching, of course, the first three shows for the Todd Healing tour. That's going to be great. And I fly out back to Australia the day after St. Louis. So all of those travel arrangements have been made already. So, but I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Excellent. So you'll be able to see the Todd Stock movie.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, I'll bet you're in it a lot.
I don't know. So I'm told, but I remember when I arrived, I was the first to arrive, and Mike Bender arrived the day after myself, and the first morning at Todd Stock, Todd went out to get some koi, some fish for the fish pond, and it was kind of one of the first jobs. When he got back, we poured some fish into the pond. That's the first thing I remember, and it was fabulous. So.
Excellent. Okay, I don't know why, but Doug, who's normally a host here on the radio show, he's in the chat room right now just listening, and he's asking me
ask
you if you were going to be going to Burning Man, but doesn't that happen at the same time as the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know why Doug's asking that is because many months ago I had this email conversation about him, and I told him that my plans were roughly to go to Burning Man, and then I was trying to work out how I'd go to Burning Man and then also get to the Todd Healing shows. And I knew that they overlapped. But no, I'm not going to Burning Man in the end. So my plans have changed, and it's a lot more relaxed for me. And I'm really excited to be going to the first gig and of course, the Rungan Radio birthday bash in Akron. So, yep. I'll have to leave Burning Man for another year.
Although, you know, we may do another deal in September next year, and then it'll conflict with Burning Man then, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well.
That's okay.
So what do you think about the send the camper to the fantasy recording camp?
I don't quite understand. I know about the fantasy recording, but I don't understand what you're saying. The camper, what does that mean?
Oh, well, Rungan Radio is doing a little campaign to send one of our listeners to the camp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and people get to vote, and it does cost $5 per vote. But
mm-hmm.
when you get a chance, you should go to rungrenradio.com and look on our page and read the biographies of the people that are in the running to go perform on the record with Todd. It's really pretty interesting. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. We want somebody to be able to go and report back to us what's going on, so it's not a big secret, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that won't be me, unfortunately, but I'm sure you'll get somebody reporting back. We're actually just talking about this last night. Was fortunate enough to go out to an art exhibit, the first opening of a wonderful art exhibit, and Jean Lannan was showing her artwork in Pacifica along with about 40 other artists, and on the way, it was a really wonderful evening and some inspiring artwork, and Jean's stuff was, I thought, actually the best, it was really amazing. It was called 50-50, by the way, and anybody who wants to check it out online, you could go to Jean Lannan Images and then go to .com and then check out her blog spot, because she's got a few pictures of her current artwork. But on the way home, we were just talking about this rock and roll fantasy camp, and it's a wonderful idea, I think. And I think it's obviously clearly a once in a lifetime opportunity for somebody to be in the studio with Todd and be involved in making an album. And I'm kicking myself actually, knowing that I've got tickets for the first Todd Rundgren gig in New Zealand, and I booked my plane tickets and I bought my ticket for the concert quite some time ago, and I was kicking myself that I didn't learn an instrument, bass or drums, many years ago. Otherwise, you know, I might have been part of the pickup band. It would have been a dream come true for me, but that's not going to happen. But I'm certainly going to enjoy the Todd Rundgren Johnson show down there, down under. It's going to be fabulous. So, but that's all after this whole trip. So anyway, take it one step at a time. Yeah.
Right. That what you're talking about is happening at the end of September, and I may as well put a plug for that gig. You can find out information online at StetsonGroup.com, and that'll be the 24th and 26th of September.
Yeah.
If you guys want to go by and meet Anthony, he's going to be there.
Yeah, come to New Zealand for the weekend.
Can we all stay at your place?
Actually, I live in Byron Bay in Australia.
Oh,
we can,
okay.
We can manage to, we do have some accommodation I can arrange for you. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, we've only got a few minutes. Why don't you...
I'll give you back to Roger here. It's nice to talk to you, Mel.
Okay, Anthony, I will see you in Akron, Ohio.
I look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we'll try one more here. Either one of you like to speak to Rungan Radio?
Sorry?
Rungan Radio? It's on live right now. Would you like to speak to him?
Who is this?
Plug that, let him introduce it. Just plug that in your ear. He's in the middle of eating, so...
Oh.
That, begin to that.
Hello.
Okay, he's getting situated here. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, my name is Michael. I'm here with my wife, Lori, from Novato, California. It's our first time at the Todd Fest.
So what's your first impression? Are you meeting some new people?
Yeah, a lot of new people, and it's been really a nice experience so far. Everyone's been very friendly, and I feel at home.
Great. Great. So are you enjoying the hamburgers they're grilling out and all that?
Yeah, we've got some chicken and steak and corn. It's like an American weekend.
Great. Well, I wonder how late it's going to go tonight, because you guys have been going strong now for, I think, close to 4 hours now in the hot sunshine, so I don't want anybody getting sick. Y'all be careful.
Well, thanks. We're in the shade right now, and that's making it a really easy afternoon.
Well, do you and your wife think that you're going to make it to any of the Todd and Healing shows in September?
I think we are here because we are our interest in seeing Todd perform or any variations of that has increased in the last few months. So
excellent.
We've been listening to his music again and looking at videos and really come to new appreciation. In particular, we love seeing his work with Daryl Hall.
Oh, yes, on the online show.
Live from Daryl's or whatever that, yeah. So that was just really inspiring for us. So that's led us into a bunch of new online music sources. And this just seemed like, you know, easy as pie to just sign up for this and come on over. And everyone was nice. The food is good and the sun is nice and the shade is nice.
Excellent. Well, I know there's a whole lot of people that wish that they were there with everybody and enjoying this day. But some of us just can't quite make it across the country. But y'all are going to have extra fun for all of us and represent, please.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Okay, all right. Do you happen to know who Clayton Call is? And if you know who he is, can you get him on the phone?
Let's see if I can find Clayton.
Okay.
He's not outside at the moment, so I'm not sure where he's gone to.
Hey, Rod.
Yeah, it's Roger.
Roger, do you know, did you guys receive the T-shirts and stuff that Doug sent?
That I don't know. Oh, we got Joan Carlson on here. Hold on, she wants to say hello.
Okay.
Mel.
Hey, Mel, how you doing?
Joan, you made it.
Just made it. We were running a little bit late, and gosh, what a gorgeous day, and I heard you say you were wishing you were here. We wish you were here. You'd never believe our gorgeous weather today. We've had a little fog on and off last, I don't know, what did you say? In the city, I've seen it being foggy, like, day after day. It's awfully, it's been pretty sunny, but it's been cool. So sunny and cool is my favorite thing.
I wish that it was that I could say the same thing about where I am. It's sunny and broiling here, but
oh, broiling isn't. That sounds a little hard. Jim wants to say thank you. I wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday. And
well, thank you very much. We're all going
to
have to celebrate a little bit in September.
That sounds great. I'm actually getting ready to send you something. I have a little surprise for you. It just took a little longer than I thought to get together. But I can send it right to the address where we had the party, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. What's on for your week this week?
I don't know. Just trying to get ready for September, doing advertising and such stuff like that. But we'll have a Run Gun Radio show Tuesday night, so don't worry. But we just don't know
what
we're doing.
Okay. Well, it looks like I definitely need to catch up with everybody here. We're going to put our stuff out and make ourselves a drink. And
do you know Clayton Call?
Clayton Call?
Yeah. Is he somewhere near you?
Is Clayton nearby?
I think he's back in his flat.
Yeah. What's going to happen is that we'll get you back there. Do you want to say hi, Jim?
Sure.
Do you want to say hi to Jim?
Sure.
Sure. She says, well, thank you. Hold on. Bye, Mel.
Bye-bye. See you soon.
Hey, Melly Mel. How are you doing?
Wow, I'm so glad that somebody from Texas is representing there.
Hey, I'm repping Texas. You got that. I tell you, the weather is so nice and beautiful here. What about 72 degrees? Beautiful sunny weather, unlike the 99-degree weather we've had in Texas lately. So It's quite enjoyable with all our Todd friends.
Great.
Yes.
I hope you guys are grabbing some burgers or chicken off the grill and having a
Oh, it smells mighty great here today. Absolutely. So, how long
here actually now, but that's my own dinner thing.
So, how long is the show today? Is it almost over?
It's almost over. We didn't schedule a 2-hour show. We scheduled 45 minutes. So, we're probably going to go into the archives, but that's fine. We've got about 4 minutes live left, and you can keep passing the phone around as much as you want.
Sure. Are we looking for Clayton?
Yeah, definitely
want to walk that way.
Clayton.
Okay. Well, I want to hand you back to Roger, and we're going to find Clayton for you. But hello, everybody out there in Toddland. My first Todd West Fest. It's great.
They're all waving at you.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to find Clayton again. I don't know. He's gone into hiding, I think.
Maybe he doesn't want to talk. He's shy. I kind of doubt it.
You know, he's not in his office.
Oh, Clayton.
Go back into the party central here and inside the house. Oh, there he is. Clayton?
Hey, Clayton. Hey, this is Mel on Runger Radio. She'd like to talk to her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't like that. Uh-oh.
I said, well, I didn't know a microphone was headed my way. It was just, that's another O I dropped the earpiece. Well, this is an unexpected surprise.
Yes, you are live on the air on Rundgren Radio. We're doing a special Saturday show today.
I should say, if it's Tuesday, it must be Rundgren Radio. So if it's Saturday, it must be Todd Fest.
Todd Fest West. Doug wanted me to ask if you got the package of shirts and stuff like that he shipped out.
It came about 3 minutes before the party started. Literally.
Oh,
it was
excellent.
I mean, it was such a surprise.
Good.
I figured I wasn't going to see it, and then there it was, like magic.
Pass some of it around. Are you guys going to do an auction or something, a fake
auction?
Yeah,
it's an auction to spread the wealth of memorabilia. There's no real money involved. We just want to make sure everybody gets something. And so, you know, I'm going to throw a few photos in, and we've got all kinds of things. My Amsterdam memory stick is going in the pile, and my Grafgazer VHS. So, yeah, we're all throwing in some things here and there and spreading it around.
Well, and I think that he sent you some of the AWATS T-shirts from last fall.
I handed it to John with a box full of all kinds of posters, hats, T-shirts, and many other exciting items, but I didn't have time to look through all of them. So hopefully the auctioneer is organizing the materials so everybody gets something.
That'll be a blast.
I'm not involved in the auction, but I'm looking forward to it.
Are you going to try to snap some photos of Podfest?
Actually, we have Steve here and a couple other people who are doing such a magical job of snapping photos and posting them. I've been actually dealing with more with barbecue duties. We have about 4 photographers here, and I think that hopefully they've covered it because I've already seen some on the internet that look really good.
Okay, and
a great eye and a good camera.
I think people can go look at toddfestwest.com and see that, and maybe on Facebook. So, everybody, after the show, let's all go look because it'll just be like being there.
Cool. People are asking me for condiments at the moment. I'm like, hold on. I'm standing here with an iPhone talking to the stratosphere, so it's a little, it's different. A new experience for me.
Okay.
All right, well, here we go. I'm going to hand you off to Roger.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Clayton.
Back later.
Have fun.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I guess we're probably going to need to wrap it up. We're in the archives, I imagine.
Yeah, I think so. So I'm going to play a song and run us out. But thank you, Roger, for coordinating all this and passing your phone around. And you guys have a great time, and we'll be looking at the photos.
They'll be out there, and you know what's online right now is just a sample of what we've taken, and there'll be a lot more afterwards.
Okay, toddfestwest.com. Everybody, go check it out.
That's right.
Thanks, Roger. We're going to have a show
tonight,
so everybody still tune in Tuesday night at 8:30 Eastern time. And, we'll see you guys then. Thanks, Roger.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone. I'm going to play. I know we're going to go into the archives, but I'm going to play from the box set that just came out for Lack of Honest Work. I'm going to play Healer just to get you guys in the mood for September shows. Y'all have a good weekend. Bye.
I had a visitation in my sleep last night. Something was calling to me from a blinding light and told me not to feel it. It said it's time to make the world a little wiser. They run up destroyers and criticizers. The world needs a healer.
Thank you.